This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Another one of those backdoor sliders that was never in the strike zone.
That's a called strike three to end the game by plate umpire Brian Walsh.
Horrible.
That was not good. And Christian Walker, the former Diamondback, gets a double in the sixth inning. An RBI hit in the ninth. That's the difference in a 4-3 Houston win. And the Diamondbacks head off to Pittsburgh with the trade deadline bearing down on them. They're now three games under 500 and taking on water.
Highlights courtesy of D-backs television. Diamondbacks get swept by the Astros. Injuries have really hurt the Diamondbacks to the point that they now sit at 50-53, 10 games out of first. They are going nowhere, and they are aggressively selling as they sold Josh Naylor last night.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be the team that I hope the Orioles would have been, which is the one that has a chance to dominate this cycle and really kind of reset themselves. You know, the Naylor trade was nice. They're going to get much more for Suarez. There's not much starting pitching out there. That's definitely going to be traded. It seems like they're sort of hemming and hawing about whether they trade Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen. I mean, they're both on expiring contracts. Why
what's the diff?
Yeah, do you really think you're going to have a better, like, you're going to have a better chance of signing one back if you keep them? Like, I don't get that gambit, and frankly, I don't buy it. This is a blow to me for the Orioles because Arizona's collapse came much sort of with trickles and ebbs and flows where the Orioles' meaningful season. When you fire your manager before Memorial Day, there need to be roster moves that are commensurate with it. And we haven't seen them play youngsters like they should have. And they weren't forthright and aggressive about trading people. And now they're going to have to play second fiddle to other teams because while Suarez has had a monster season, Mullins has fallen off a cliff. O'Hearn is taking a definite step back. You're only going to get so much for Laureano, who's a fourth outfielder type.
He might give him the most. He's playing so well.
I mean, if that's the case, it still ain't going to be much, brother. No. I got news for you.
No, and we talked about it during TMI yesterday, just looking at all of the trade candidates for the Orioles and the lead up to the deadline going back a month. And really, it's been Laureano over the past month. If you want to stretch and say Kittredge, I'll give you that. But outside of that, everyone's on the downturn heading to the deadline. It's not that like their value's gaining.
Diamondbacks are, you know, the Orioles like to complain about their injuries, but the Diamondbacks, man, you know, losing a Corbin Burns, losing constant pitchers. Ketel Marte was out for a while. Like, they've lost Corbin Carroll was out for a while. They've lost dudes.
Oh, go look at the Houston Astros injury situation, and they're running away with that division again. I mean, if people are selling you injuries, they're bought and paid for. Injuries are part of baseball. And again, Orioles were a bottom five team in man games lost to injury from 2022 through the 2023 season. And their response to that and having the division sitting in front of them was to make themselves worse at the trade deadline two straight years. So, you know, if we're going to tell the story, let's tell the whole story. If you're going to tell me how great they were then, I'm going to say, well, they were mostly great because nobody got hurt.
Fuji in
the
general.
They lost Batista at the end of the year. That was it.
And the other side of it is, even if they were healthy, we see what this core together minus Adley has been over the past month. You gave out those numbers earlier, Jason, in terms of the offense.
3.4 runs per game in the month of July, second worst in baseball.
And everyone had concerns about the starting pitching, and that was before we knew about the Grayson Rodriguez injury. So even if they were perfectly healthy, would they have more wins? Absolutely. But would they be world beaters? No.
Let's go to a team that is not out of the playoffs, but man, they don't look as good as they did a couple weeks ago, the Detroit Tigers.
It's a high fly ball to left field. Green can only watch it go. It's a home run for Ernie Clement, and it is 4-1 Toronto.
Blue Jays beat the Tigers. Tigers have lost 4 in a row and I think 10 of 11.
One win in their last 11.
Yeah, what the hell is... Now, they're going to win that division. They're 8 games up on the Guardians, but what has happened to the Tigers?
Well, there was going to be some regression at some point in time, and it certainly happened. Look, Flaherty's been bad. You know, Mize has been good. Scooble's been awesome, but they're having to run a bunch of spot starters out there. That hasn't worked out so well for them. They put a lot of stress on their bullpen, and some of those guys might be hitting the wall a little bit in the dog days, and they're not scoring runs. I mean, Riley Green is still hitting, but you know, the Carpenter injury is a big deal, and they're just not stringing together quality at-bats. And A.J. Hinch, to his credit, unlike the fake manager here, you know, actually calls it like it's going on. The quality of at-bats slipped. I think some of the success that some of these guys had in the first half went to their heads a little bit. We know what that was like. We saw that here, right? And it's a young team, and they're having to recalibrate now that they've become the hunted. You said it. They're going to win that division, and they'll probably win it comfortably. But, like, that might be a 500 team the rest of the way.
Yeah, you mentioned the offense. That's the thing that really sticks out in this stretch. They've only scored 4 runs or more in this stretch of 11 games just 3 times.
Well, they're, what, 25th in scoring. They've scored 71 runs this month. That's 10 more than the O's still. And they've got a team ERA over 5. So that's not a great combination.
Bad cocktail.
What's your level of concern for the Detroit Tigers right now?
It's going to be an interesting deadline for them. They need another bat. They might need a starting pitcher, even if it's more of an innings eater than necessarily a top flight guy. I think they could use another interesting arm in their bullpen as well. For as much as they do that chaos stuff and it's mix and match and mix and match. Yeah, it's time for them to be aggressive. They were pretty aggressive as a seller last year. The good news for them is, look, I mean, Cleveland can't hit the ball. I don't buy Cleveland. I know they just took care of the Orioles. And the Royals dug themselves such a hole that they're not going to be able to get out of it. But if the Tigers are going to do in the postseason what they did last year, I think they need another bat and another innings eater.
Well, doesn't this sort of feel like the Orioles a couple years ago?
Definitely.
Where the American League is so wide open, you need to realize the moment and go for it.
And I think they will.
Tigers, a reminder.
They've got a loaded farm system.
Yeah, they're the only team over 500 in the AL Central. The Guardians sit at 500. The Royals 3 games under 500. When we come back, we switch to football. And Cincinnati Bengals, it's been an eventful offseason. They paid their wide receivers, but their first-round pick is not signed yet, and their pass-rushing defensive end is holding out. We'll talk to Solomon Wilcott. He, of course, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Also, Believe in Bengals podcast joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.